Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I expect him to fully be invested in this series, as there were the quotes from John Heyman. He talked about the idea of the 50,000 verse one, and you know, he understands there's a target on his back going into tonight, and we understand how many Yankee fans are going to boo, and you know how I feel about that. I will not be booing when I'm there on Sunday. I have no intention of booing Juan Soto. And this is the one thing I'll just say that I feel like is misconstrued in some of the stuff that's put out there via WFAN social media. I'm not telling you what to do. I want to make that clear. Because I'm not in the business of telling fans what to do. You pay for your ticket. You're in that building. Do as you like. I'm not saying it's completely unwarranted. I understand why you'd want to boo him. He is an opposing player. I get on Yankee fans for booing their own sometimes because I think it's counterproductive and I just don't understand it. But I will never tell a fan not to boo another player on another team. I'm just saying he is in the 1 year, the things that would make me want to boo someone is a real sense of betrayal, which I can't imagine any Yankee fan has a real sense of betrayal from Juan Soto. Like, yes, 5 minutes after the World Series, he was talking free agency and was in free agent mode. It took him zero to get over the World Series, or at least it felt that way, which is probably unfair. But he was coached. He knew the questions were coming. And instead of saying, let me answer these a little bit later, guys, I just lost the World Series. You know, I'm not focused on this at the moment. He answered the questions and was very honest about them. You want to hold that against him? By all means, hold it against him. I don't really care. We've seen it with Gerrit Cole, who came to the Yankees after he lost the World Series with the Houston Astros. He was wearing a Boris cap. He wasn't wearing a Houston Astro hat. He was wearing his agent's hat. Like, yeah, now I'm a free agent. And nobody seems to mind because he signed with the Yankees. Like, I'm not going to hold that against Juan Soto. He was here for 1 year, and he never, ever in that year, not once, did he ever lead the Yankee fan on, make it seem like he's coming back, have any sort of long-term negotiations with the Yankees at any point. Like, he did nothing to lead us to believe he was 100% coming back other than have an incredible year and look like he was having a blast doing it. Other than that, he never did a damn thing to make any Yankee fan feel like he was certainly coming back. He was as honest as you could be. So I get no sense of betrayal from him. He was here for 1 year. 1 year. It was an incredible year, and he helped lead them back to the World Series for the first time since 2009, and literally had the moment, the signature moment of the postseason for the Yankees, the signature moment that sent them to the World Series. That at-bat was incredible. That home run was incredible to watch. I enjoyed watching every one of his at-bats. It was a great year. They went back to the World Series. He was a huge part of it. He performed in the World Series. I don't know why any Yankee fan would feel the need to boo him. But if you want to go do it, by all means, go boo the hell out of him. The one thing I will say, and people have said this, and I don't disagree, it's about fun. It's about atmosphere. It's supposed to be, you want to get into that building and feel like it means something. and that these games are important, and this dynamic of Juan Soto coming back is a fun narrative, and booing him makes it more fun. Painting him as the villain tells a better story. So that's, I mean, if we're looking to just paint stories, that's fine. But as you know about me, I'm not interested in giving Superman a dog, and I'm not interested in painting stories. To me, the story is Juan Soto's coming back to the Yankees. He sent them to the World Series, and I hope he goes 0-12.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.